Well, there we are. I love that track. It's called I Don't Want to Know. And what I also like is I love the way that the artist doesn't mind how I pronounce her name. I'm allowed to call her Linnea. It's up to me, and I love that. She's on the line. Linnea, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. You must have a preferred version, or do you just like Lynn for short?
Well, no, nobody calls me Lynn.
Okay.
You can say Linnea.
Fantastic. Listen, it's lovely to meet you. You've been singing in Sweden for a long time, but you're kind of new to the UK. So let's roll back the clock and start with, when did it all start for you?
Well, it all started when I was a little kid. My father, he plays the cello, and my mom, she loves to sing and play the guitar. Sorry. So I've just always been surrounded by music, and always been singing. And then I started working with music in Sweden, obviously, since I'm from Sweden. And then I went to the US, but now I work in the UK with Fair Records. And yeah, that just feels like I'm in the right place.
It's really interesting, isn't it? I mean, I've been to Sweden a couple of times, and I've been into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Stockholm. And it's not until you get anything, oh, crikey, yeah, they're from Sweden. Oh, they're from Sweden. And you've got a real wide genre of music to choose from the likes of ABBA, obviously, Monzelmelo more recently, Roxette, and the Nana Cherries of this world, Eagle Eye Cherry, all those people. Yeah. What ones did you listen to when you were young, or none of them, and actually all Swedish artists?
Well,
traditional Swedish artists.
I actually do not listen to that many Swedish artists. I'm more like, when I was a kid, I was like, I'm going to be in the new Whitney Houston.
Oh, you know? Right.
I know. It's well, no. But and then I listened to a lot of rock music, actually. But I think if I have to choose from the Swedish artists, I think I have to say that, you know, Carola.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. You know her. You love Eurovision.
Of course. Yeah. I do love Eurovision. I'm sorry. Yeah. I do beg your pardon. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I loved her as a child as well. And I've been very her voice is amazing. So I think I get a lot of inspiration from that.
Fantastic. Well, and your latest single, it's one of, you did some stuff back end of 2020, you had four singles recorded, but you were telling me before we started, this is kind of you've changed tack a little bit, and you sort of retweaked the sound. This is right what we're looking for in the UK at the moment.
This is
that Swedish pop sound that you guys do so well. What's your secret? You win Eurovision anyway, so what's the secret? How come we get no points and you get all of them?
Well, I don't know. I think, like, for me, it's all about telling a story, you know, making sure that you get to people's heart with your music, like both with lyrics and with the music and everything. You know, you just have to tell a story. I think that's the key to it. At least it is for me, both when it comes to creating music and to listening to music.
That's interesting you say that. So when it comes to writing songs, I mean, so many people, they just sort of come up with an idea. But you write from life experiences?
I do. When I write my own songs, it's always from my own life.
Wow.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. So you hope for a rock and roll exciting life. It doesn't matter, do you? Because it helps you write the songs.
So
what are we going to get next from you? Are we going to get an EP? Are we going to get an album?
Well, we have three more tracks that we have recorded and that are like upcoming. So I'm not sure when. I think the next one will be out in September, hopefully, if everything goes as planned. And after that, we will just keep writing, keep creating, and hopefully it will just like keep going.
Fantastic. Now, I know it's difficult because of the way travel arrangements are at the moment, but any plans to visit the UK? Because I think you'd go down a storm, to be honest.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I hope that I can be there in October, sometime in October. Fingers crossed I can be there for some live shows.
Fantastic. And I've mentioned Eurovision there. Would that be something you'd be up for? Because we have sort of pop stars here who we could probably win if we rolled out some of our bigger guns, but they won't take part. But you view it differently. You take it very seriously and you do it very well. Mm-hmm. Would it be something you'd look at doing?
Well, I wouldn't say no if I got the opportunity.
Wow.
I wouldn't. But yeah, it's a tricky question because, well, I love Eurovision. I've always loved Eurovision. But I feel like the last couple of years, it's been a bit you know, I don't know where it's going, really.
Sure, I take your point. I think the width of entries and the ones that have won, it's taken a bit of explaining, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And we're starting to lose faith, to be honest here. If we keep getting 0.1, if we keep on like this, we really are going to wonder about footing the bill, I think, but never mind.
Yeah, well, maybe I will just be one of those crazy people if I'm ever in the Eurovision. We will see.
Well, fingers crossed for that one. It's been lovely to meet you. Thanks very much indeed for coming. Good luck with the single, and I hope the first of many, because I really think that could be a sound that could run over here. And
thank you so much.
Hopefully we'll see you here sometime soon. Linnea, thanks ever so much for joining us.
Thank you.